record.
Well, yeah. Get the action items out of the way.
Item 12, consider action with regards to recommendation, staff recommendation for an actuarial audit.
You have the memo in front of you put together by Kurt. In 2008, we went through the RFP process. We did choose Milliman to do an entire replication of both our experience study. And it was because of the timing, we did experience study 1 year, but then we did a replication of the annual valuation for the following year. The idea on this is really to do it all together. So we're 6 years out now. This was what we discussed originally, is doing the actuarial audit every 6 years. So this year the recommendation would be to do the experience study that was done in May and the annual valuation. And I should mention as a part of this too that we've also had a request from Moraga Rinda Fire, San Ramon Valley Fire, to provide their actuaries with the information needed so that they can replicate their contribution rates. So this is probably a good time to do the audit. We have talked to Milliman, and they're saying because they've set it up before, even though we've depooled, we're looking at around $82,500.
My question is, the last, when we did it, and I was so happy when we did it, there's three forms of this actuarial audit, and we'd done a full one.
Yes.
So are you proposing the same thing now on two different issues, or to actually do a full audit, do you need to pull up the full experience study?
Well,
because there's three levels, and we'd never done one. Mm-hmm. We did the big thing, mm-hmm. but you can also get the same value from not spending as much and doing, there were just three versions you could do. And are we looking for the full thing or?
Kurt's
or what?
Up and he's been, he has
Kurt, do you know the three versions that they talk about?
Well, there's the full replication, which is what we're talking about here. I did pull up the older memo from 2008, and what we had proposed at that time was every 6 years to do the full thing, and in intermediate to those, every 3 years to do the lesser one.
Okay.
Now, we didn't do that one in 3 years. What happened was, we had depooled and everything when we depooled got reviewed, and we didn't do
every employee.
Things were audited at that time. So we kind of skipped that one, and now if you go back to the original memo, we're up to the 6 years where we would then do a full replication.
Is that a standard practice in the industry every 6 years?
It's a good practice to have.
Is 6 years a standard?
Do you know of other systems?
I don't know what standard or what's considered best practice. This would be very good. I mean, we could talk about scaling it back a little.
No, I'm just, again, educating myself.
Best practice was to do one.
Yeah. 6 years just coincided with our three-year experience study, so we do it after.
And I have not heard that other systems are doing it as frequently as we do it. I don't know.
Every 6 years, you mean?
I have not heard that. I also haven't heard that they're not.
Some do. Some do.
They do every 5 years.
The audit, because you know.
But not the experience study.
I've got the record in the minutes about how many years I asked to do this that we never did it. But the big thing for us was to actually do it. That was our first ever audit.
Right.
Was the one we did 6 years ago. And they said that doing the full one was maybe overkill as much after you already had one. It was to do these
in between
ones which focused on a particular part. And then they said, because remember, it's just checking on your actuary who's already done it.
Right.
And it's just, that was the good practice is to do it.
That's fine.
Yeah, I know LA City does every year they audit for reasonableness, and every 3 years when they do the experience study, they do a full replication. So, I mean, there's certainly ones that are stronger than ours.
But that's almost like you got actuaries competing.
You got two actuaries, basically, two full-time actuaries. And that's the way we set this up. We picked Milliman as our actuarial audit firm, and you know, so far we used them once.
I'll move the item.
Yeah.
Second.
Yeah. Since we're getting it at a lesser price and they're willing to do it, they've got all the material, let's do it with them again. The original one, I made the motion to do the actuary on Siegel. So I'm always in favor of auditing and checking. So I support the motion.
Okay. Any other comments? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay. Karen, you want to do 13?
Can we do the change of date? Yeah, the one on...
Item 13, consider and take possible action to change...
Because I wasn't clear on what that was.
The date is November 6th.